Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting in order of the Medina Township Trustees. This is a special meeting. The date is September 23rd of 2021. The time now is 6:39 p.m. Can I please have a roll call?
Mr. Stopa?
Here.
Mr. Johnson?
Here.
Mr. Eastwood?
Here.
The reason for this special meeting is to discuss our process that we have for police chief. And then we also have an executive session scheduled to go in and discuss employment of a public employee. So just to give everybody an update, I wasn't here last trustee meeting. I apologize. Something came up at home that I had to take care of. I know Ray kind of gave you guys a little bit of a thing in that, but just to kind of go over it. So the process worked this way. We put in the paper. We actually put in on our web page and our Facebook page, and then we also put it in on the Ohio Police Chiefs Association website. Our job posting for police chief candidates that went up for basically, I believe it was 3 weeks. Post real quick. It was from up until December or September 3rd is when we closed it. And it was no later than, was it September 3rd? Yeah, September 3rd, that was a Friday. So it was roughly up for almost a month. At that time we had 11 candidates put in for interest on the police vacancy. I also reached out in that time frame while we were getting applicants, I reached out to several people in our community and other communities for a committee. So the committee was made up of Sheriff Grice from Medina County Sheriff's Office, Chief Matt Neal from Montville, Lieutenant Mike Campbell, who is a lieutenant with Strongsville Police Department and also a township resident. We also had Stacy Mitchell, who's a township resident, and Ray Jarrett, who's a township resident, former trustee, and that was on our committee. I put out roughly Memorial Day weekend, just before that, a couple days before, I believe, I put out to all the committee members, all the police officers in Medina Township, and also you and Chuck, in regards to asking for some information or questions that you guys had or what you were looking for in a police chief for Medina Township. At that time, I made it closed off on...
You did it right before Labor Day, not Memorial Day.
Oh, sorry, Labor Day. Right before Labor Day. And I closed it on Tuesday the 7th. I asked if you can have it back to me before then, because I was meeting with Stacy Mitchell. We were going to come up with the rubrics for the committee to kind of have questions and that for the interview process. I received information back from all the committee members, almost all of our officers, and then you guys sent them a couple days later after that. I met with Stacy on that Tuesday the 7th. We met for probably a couple hours, and we went over all the questions that the officers had put in, all the committee members, and we came up with kind of a general rubrics questionnaire type thing. After we left that night, Stacy did a little bit more work on it and that, and then sent it to the committee members, I believe, because we had a meeting scheduled for Thursday of that week, which would have been the 9th. We met on the 9th at 6:30, I believe. Was the night? Yep. Days kind of, but it was the 9th. We met on the 9th for roughly almost 4 hours that night. We reviewed all the candidates. Basically, the committee reviewed all the candidates and came up with a decision as to what they felt was a command level. And based on that discussions that they had, they determined that anybody who had a lieutenant or higher background in the police service were the candidates. So at that time, they ended up having four candidates that met that qualifications that they determined based on our thing as a command level. They also reviewed the questions, kind of talked with Stacy and that. I was kind of more of a, in the background, I let kind of the committee kind of talking among themselves, and they kind of asked some questions in regards to what I was looking for out of the committee. Basically, it was, I wanted the committee to kind of do the interview process by themselves and not have any input from the trustees, or that it was more of a, let's let the committee do their job to give us the candidates they feel are the best, you know, to send to us, and then we would do our process. So at that time, after the 4-hour meeting, roughly, they kind of gave Stacy more of an idea as to what questions and things like that. At that time, we determined that we were going to do the interview process of the candidates on the 18th of September. Having four candidates, we decided we'd start at 8:30 in the morning and go roughly until it was about 2 o'clock or so. We gave each candidate roughly an hour to be interviewed. At that time, it was, well, let me back up a little bit. So before we had the interview process, Stacy then sent out back to the committee and said, hey, here's the questions, here's kind of how the rubrics looks. You know, if any questions, any concerns, any changes, let her know. We just had a couple changes, correct, Stacy? We did the changes, Stacy did the changes and that for us. Then on the 18th, we met with the four candidates. I reached out between the 9th and, which was Thursday, I reached out to him on Friday the 10th, and basically I went down the list of the four candidates based on how they turned their applications in and gave them the choice of what time they wanted to come in for the interviews. After that was set, I then sent to the committee member saying, hey, here's the time frame that the committee, you know, the applicants are coming in. I expect to see every, you know, on the 18th and that. So roughly 8:30 was our first interview process. The gentleman came in, they interviewed, questions, comments, whatever. At that time, the interview process, I kind of just stayed off to the side, made my own notes or whatever. If they did have a question that the board couldn't answer, then it came to me and I answered that. But for the most part, I let the board and the committee kind of do their interview process, and I don't want to skew any as to who or what. So it was basically on them to do the interview process. We did all four of them. After that, they kind of had discussion among themselves as to how they felt the candidates were, you know, and kind of went from there. And I said I'd like to have rank 1 through 4, basically, because we had 4. So we're at that point now. So we have 4 candidates that we interviewed, the committee interviewed. They ranked them 1 through 4. So today's more of a discussion amongst ourselves in regards to how we want to go about the process, how we want to come up with the questions, and that. Stacy has offered her services again since she did the rubrics for the committee. She's more than willing to sit in on with us to kind of come up with the rubrics for questions, so we kind of have all the same questions for the candidates and go forward from that. You guys have any questions, concerns?
Well, moving forward and talking about the four, it makes sense to have Stacy back there because obviously there's be some consistency. Is an opinion.
Okay.
Other than that, I'm just looking forward to seeing what you guys have come up with.
Okay. Anything on your end, Chuck?
Might be a part of it, really.
Right, right. And like I said,
completely in the dark so far.
Right. Well,
so
like I said, it was more. I wanted the committee to kind of have their input, their questions, and that, not have any one of us to kind of in their ear as to, hey, you know, it was more of, and like I said, I think I had a pretty good committee set up. We had, you know, three police officers, you know, a sheriff who was a chief of police in the township chief, a lieutenant in another totally opposite police department, you know, bigger municipal police department, and basically 3 residents that, you know, and 1 previous former trustee that has working knowledge of how the police department was run and that. So,
like I said, I think the committee was an all-star committee, so that's one of the reasons I'm not, you know, showing teeth or anything like that. I just, again, in the process, I would like to have had just update emails throughout the whole process just to, you know, to kind of get it, because I have 11 resumes and I didn't even know who to weed out, you know?
Yeah.
So, but like I said, I trust the committee 100%. You know, like I said, I have a relationship with a few of those people, and, you know, I think it was a stellar committee. So that's one thing I do have. I would probably do the same thing that you did with those people, is trust the people who know what they're doing.
Right.
So.
All right. Anything else before? Nope. All right. Anything from the residents, from public, any questions that they have this time? No? Mr. Krepp, anything? No? Stacy, anything? No?
If you're going to go into the executive session, you talk about bringing Stacy with us?
Yeah, we can take...
What about even Ray? I mean,
we could bring Ray in too, because
he's part of the process.
That's fine, we can bring Ray in too. That's fine, I don't have a problem with that. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to go in an executive session to discuss employment of a public employee. We're going to take the three trustees, Stacy Mitchell and Ray Jarrett, back with us.
One second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stopa.
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood.
Aye.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
We're in executive session at 6:50 p.m.
We're going to go back to that table?
Yeah, we'll just move this. All right, we're back from executive session where the three trustees, Stacy Mitchell and Ray Jarrett, were in executive session discussing employment of a public employee. No decisions were made. We're back at 8:34 p.m. One thing before we adjourn, if you guys will look at your schedule and see if October 9th, Saturday, October 9th works for you, for a tentative...
in the morning.
Yeah, it would be in the morning for a tentative interview process.
Special meeting?
It would be a special meeting, yes. And then just get back to Nick, letting him know if that's good or not. And then we'll go from there. Or, you know, we can discuss again next week, Thursday, at our trustee meeting too, just make sure that we're all on board.
All right, I texted my secretary.
Anything else in front of the board tonight?
No.
Doug? No? Chuck? Nothing?
Nothing.
Then at this time, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn the Medina Township Special Trustee Meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stopa.
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood.
Aye.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
We are adjourned at 8:35 p.m.